From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going now to a spillway known as the place where ducks walk on the fish. The spillway is just outside Linesville, Pennsylvania, a spot where water flows over a small dam. Ever since it opened in the 1930s, people have gathered there to toss bread to a writhing stew of carp and mallard ducks. The carp are so thick that the ducks hop, skip, and jump across the fish to compete for slices of bread.
Last year, the Linesville Spillway drew 500,000 visitors. It's part of a small but crucial tourism economy, bolstered by the sale of day-old Wonder Bread from stands that line the streets nearby. Earlier this year, the people of Linesville got wind of big changes planned for January 1st. Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister, in collaboration with musician Tim Fite, have the fishy tale of the battle for the right to throw bread. It's the latest in their Song Story series.
There's thousands of fish, and they're very hungry.
The Linesville Spillway is the second largest tourist attraction in the state of Pennsylvania, next to the Liberty Bell.
Look at that guy. He's huge.
I think it ranks second to Gettysburg.
You can see in front of us 30 or 40 people, each of whom have a couple loaves of bread in their hands.
How much is this bread?
These are a dollar a bag.
It's a loaf of sliced bread. I think it's like Wonder Bread or something. And it just works great to throw them kind of like a frisbee.
Grandma, Grandma, where's this river at? You know the one where ducks be walking on a fish's back. Grandpa said I could have a piece of bread to break in little bits and throw it over the edge.
There you go, fishies.
And they just try and suck it all in.
I like to watch them fight.
And they're fighting over it, and then the ducks just walk on top of the fish because they're trying to get to the piece of bread, grab it, and keep right on moving.
Whoa, Daddy! Whoa.
Hey, did you see it? Look at them go. Slice. I think they'd like to eat some more. Grandpa said I could have a piece of bread to break in little bits and throw it over the edge. In the town where ducks walk on fishing.
I'm Bill Walker, and I've been coming down here since I could walk, probably.
Oh, look at that one with his mouth wide open.
It's not the most attractive thing in the world. Maybe it would be better if we had some, you know, glorious mountain in our backyard or something, but that's not what we have. We have where the ducks walk on the fish, and that's what makes people want to come here. And otherwise, they wouldn't probably want to come here.
I opened my door to get the newspapers for the day, and that was the headline on the Meadville Tribune was No More Bread to the Fish.
I found out about it in the daily newspaper.
My name is Cindy Whiteman. I own the Laughing Duck Bookstore and Coffee House in Linesville, Pennsylvania.
My name is David Schaaf. I have lived in the Linesville area almost all of my life.
The Meadville Tribune, Linesville, Pennsylvania. A tradition that is almost 70 years old at Pima Tuning Spillway will come to an end on January 1st.
Visitors to the spillway will no longer be allowed to throw bread or bread products to the thousands of carp below.
Pete Houghton, manager of the Pima Tuning State Park, said visitors have been tossing a little bit of everything to the fish, including cupcakes, bagels.
My name is Pete Houghton. I'm the park manager at Pima Tuning State Park.
Some of which are not good for fish.
We've been feeding up there for 50 years and or 60, I don't know. But back then we had 200,000 people come to the facility with a bag or two bags of bread and threw single sliced bread out there. You go up today, and what I don't like, people bring big garbage bags full of stuff that we don't want in the water.
Dad, can I dump this out?
I know people that cut up chicken and threw in watermelon, and that's not right.
We've seen birthday cakes tossed in the water.
Twinkies and cracker boxes.
Corn chips are fairly popular.
Get that bagel over there!
We've got baked gold assorted donuts from Stroman's and Edmund's plain donuts.
My stomach's must be aching.
Carp are on a strict diet beginning January 1st of next year. State Park System has decreed that only state-approved pellets of fish chow sold at the spillway will be okay for the carp.
In the town where ducks walk on fishing.
The reaction of the people was was one of shock.
Can you believe this?
Wonderment.
You want to take away the bread, and then you take away the fun. That's like mending up the crack in the Liberty Bell or something. Can I help you?
I have a loaf of bread.
I'm sorry, son, but I have to say.
You've been doing this since 1934.
The last loaf will be thrown today.
Fish don't look sick to me.
And to take away the draw to the area would just obliterate our businesses.
But with no bread in the water, could we be dead in the water? With no bread in the water, could we be dead in the water?
Very soon there were petitions signed by thousands of people.
And ultimately, they held a public meeting.
Over 350 people piled into the Linesville High School auditorium for a public hearing to tell officials from the Bureau of State Parks they shouldn't have made this decision without informing residents or lawmakers.
Jim Lasko.
Economically, you're going to kill our area. Shame on you.
Kathleen Caprice.
Are you going to have bread police out there? You're going to slap handcuffs on three-year-olds? Bull crap.
Wanda Romali.
There are hundreds of us in this part of Pennsylvania that are going to lose our ability to earn a living with the decision that you've made. Who would ever think that one of the ugliest things in Linesville is our crown jewel? Please don't mess with it.
Dead in the water with no bread in the water, could we be?
Hundreds of locals who came out to Linesville to support a longtime family tradition have gotten their way, at least for now. The department is taking the next year to reevaluate their decision and work more closely with the public to reach an acceptable solution.
This is a victory for the people who turned out at that meeting.
I wouldn't call it a victory yet. The case got continued to next year, you know, and hopefully the lesson is that they can be more open and communicate more with the people around here about things that they're going to do in this state park that are going to have some kind of impact on the people of this town.
Why must we lose our head? Or a slice of bread? Battle, in the town where ducks walk on fishing.
They haven't changed the rules down here then, I guess, huh?
They kicked back for another year, so we got another year of bread.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Come here, get some more bread.
Grandpa said, I gotta have a piece of bread to break in little bits and throw it over the edge.
Our story was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister as part of the Song Story series by Long Haul Productions. You can download for free Tim Fite's original song, Bread in the Water, and watch a video of the scene at the Linesville Spillway at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.